Coming up, Jane Lewis joins us in the studio to talk about her new album, Stay With Me. She releases the album on September the 26th at Dublin Street United Church in Guelph. But before we get there, this is Jane Lewis with the title track from her new album, Stay With Me. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
I am coming to you broken, my pockets full of stones. I got a dried up river, tears inside in these empty restless bones. My past is full of ghosts and devils, I still dream of light. And if you can walk this path beside me, everything will be alright. You just stay with me. Hold my hand when I give you trouble. Stay with me. Though I may get confused, if you just stay with me, then I will stay with you. I am coming to you hopeful, I'm coming to you blind. I'm dragging all these jagged pieces I can't leave behind. My heart is full of independence, stubbornness and shame. But if you can take me as I am, then I just might be saved. If you just stay with me, hold my hand when I give you trouble. Stay with me, though I may get confused. If you just stay with me, then I will stay with you.
That was Jane Lewis with the title track from her new album. It is entitled Stay With Me. It's an absolutely gorgeous record, and it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio Jane. How are you doing today, Jane?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
I gotta say, I love this new album. I think if I'm right, this is your first full-length album, isn't it?
Yes.
You had the EP that came out a year or so ago, and now this is the first long play you've put together. You must be pretty excited about it.
I'm pretty excited. Now that it's done, I'm very excited. It's been a long process getting it to this point, and so I feel like I'm ready to get the finished product and celebrate.
You have an interesting career, because I think this is something that you have grown into, and I'd like you just to talk about your own experience as a singer, and I think the fact that you have moved from being someone that would be in the background to now someone who actually has her own time in the spotlight.
It has been an interesting journey, and certainly nothing that I anticipated I would be doing. I started out very much in the background doing writing and editing, so, you know, very much not in the spotlight at all, and got into singing backups when my partner Sam started doing his recordings and playing in Guelph. So that was a big step, just to even get on stage and sing, you know, as a backup singer in front of people. I had to get over quite a bit of stage fright and just discomfort about being, you know, on the stage. And, you know, that was a process, but I feel like I kind of came through it to the point where I realized I was really actually enjoying singing, and it wasn't so scary to sing in front of people. And so then I took the next step to sing lead and then write some of my own songs. And so it's been a pretty organic process over about 10 years. And now I'm ready to do a whole show.
So yeah. Do you still experience stage fright, or do you now feel that when you get up there, that that is your time? You have the songs, you have the album, and now is the time to share that with people.
I think every situation is a little bit different, but I definitely feel a lot more comfortable on stage now. And I think I experience it more as anticipation and adrenaline and joy rather than fear. And yeah, I feel like people in the audience are there to celebrate the music with me. So yeah, it's a pretty fun thing. It's become fun for me to do it.
The new album is Stay With Me. We just listened to the title track, a very beautiful piano-driven song.
Thank you.
The thing I love about it is the way that it brings you in. And we'll talk a lot over the time we're together about the production and the warmth that exists on this record. But what I also love about this song is the way that your vocals seem to rise above the accompaniment, but you never have that feeling of separation. You must be really pleased with the way this song turned out.
We're very happy with the record, and that was definitely something that Sam was the producer, and he really wanted to make sure that the vocal was the prominent part of the song, but as you said, you know, still feels very much a part of the song. So that was our goal. So I'm happy to hear that we achieved it.
Now, you, when you talk about Sam, you're talking about Sam Turton, obviously.
Yes.
Well-known in Guelph as a singer-songwriter in his own right with his roots music, and also, obviously, as an activist. I'm always curious about how people choose the title track for an album. Did you put them all in the can and then pick the song that spoke to you most as a title? Is that how things happen?
I think it's interesting. I think that song, I always had it in my mind. You know, even before we had all the songs written for the album, I had it in my mind as that would be the title track. And I think once we got all the songs finished, we did consider whether something else should be the title track. But I think for me, that feels like such a personal song. It was one that I wrote. I have some of my own songs on the album and then some co-writes with Sam. And it just felt like that was the most representative of me somehow.
So
yeah.
So do you think that's like the statement? This is the statement song? Because obviously, as a DJ, when you're picking up an album from somebody, it's not unusual for us to gravitate to the title song. Because particularly if you want to find a song for a show you're about to do, you want to have that song available. And it's always easy to go to the title track. And this seems a natural song to pick, but also a real statement of, I'm Jame Lewis, I'm here, it's my time now, which I got to say, it gives me goosebumps when I say that.
Oh, thank you. I think I maybe didn't intellectualize it to that degree, but I think we did consider the fact that people do play the title track, and that one felt fairly representative of what I want people to hear from me. There's a lot of variation on the record. I would be happy if people started with that one. You know, it's the second track on the record, so I think the decision was that, yeah, that's the right one to put as the title track. If people only heard one, that, you know, I'd be happy for it to be that one.
Let's play another song from the album. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. My guest today is Jane Lewis. She is just about to release an absolutely fabulous new album. It is entitled Stay With Me. What are we going to play next?
I think we were going to move to As Deep As Love.
Okay, tell us a little bit about this song.
This one was a co-write with Sam, and this actually was the track that we were the least certain about making it onto the record. I think when we were thinking about the arrangement, it felt like it might be too rocky. But I think the way Sam recorded it and decided on the arrangement, that it ended up fitting really well with the record. And we've had some good feedback from the few people that we've played it for, felt like, no, that one definitely should be on the record. And, you know, it was one that Sam started writing and brought to me. That's, we do our co-writing process a little bit like that. One of us will have a part of a song and bring it into you know, a co-writing session. And so he brought the first verse and the chorus of this into me, and I just felt like, oh yeah, that's a song that I would like to work on. And he felt like it was one that he wouldn't record himself, so it was very much a collaboration between the two of us.
Do you find it easy to write together?
No, I mean, writing, I think, is, for me, it's a very personal process, and it is a challenge to work with somebody else. But we, I think we've come to a place where, you know, we understand how each other works in terms of writing. And so we are able to come together and work on a piece without too much struggle. But it's always a challenge.
So you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. This is Jane Lewis from the new album, Stay With Me, and a song entitled As Deep As Love.
The click of the second hand, dust on the ceiling fan, the stare of the crescent moon, when sleep don't come. My heart is a funeral drum, my bed is an open grave, the touch of your loving grace is too far away. I need the love from your heart, if you'll dig deep enough. I need the love from your heart now, as love. Drift of a waking dream, the ache of a hollow room, I follow the broken threads that lead back to you. My chest is an iron cage, my head is beneath the waves. How could you leave?
That was Jane Lewis with a song entitled As Deep As Love, and it's a song from her new album that is entitled Stay With Me. Now, the album release will be in Guelph on Friday, September the 26th, and it takes place at Dublin Street United Church. And Jane Lewis is our guest on Folk Roots Radio today. That is a wonderful song. It's the second song we played from the album. We obviously started with the title track, Stay With Me. The thing that I love about this is there's quite a difference to it. It's more a beat. It tends to move a lot more. But it still has some features in common. And I'm curious. I mean, again, the piano is prominent in there. Is that because that's predominantly your instrument?
Yeah, we wanted to have a lot of piano and voice on there because that's my voice, instrumentally and vocally. And then, you know, to round it out with the band, just felt, especially for that song, felt like the right thing to do.
And that's a co-write with your partner, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, he also produced the album, is that right?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. The things that struck me about this album at the start were, one, an amazing sound. But I also loved the way that he managed to, I think I mentioned at the start of the interview, but, you know, lift your vocals over the accompaniment, but still have that warmth coming through. I'm also curious about the fact that, you know, you're recording, I think, at home, which for those people listening who know Jane and Sam will actually know that Sam's last album was entitled At Home, because I think that was that the first album you'd actually tried to record at home?
Yes. Yeah. So that was his vision to do an album at the house. And so he hired Nick Chelios to come in and engineer. And so he was pretty happy with that, the sound of his record. And so when we were talking about, you know, where are we going to record mine, you know, we wanted to do it a little bit differently than his album, but we still liked the sound of the music in the house. So and Nick is pretty much a genius at capturing that. So I think the warmth of the sound is maybe a co-credit to Sam and Nick for getting that in the recording process.
Now, there was a video, I think, of recording the At Home album. Is there going to be a video of you recording Stay With Me At Home, or is that...
No.
No, that didn't happen.
There's only so many things when you're doing it all yourself. There's only so many things you can do, and video is one of the things I would have liked to do, but I just didn't get it together at the time of the recording. And Sam's record was just a little bit different, and my role in Sam's record was a little bit different, so I had more time to videotape his. But in terms of mine, I was singing and playing and, you know, adding video on top of that. I just couldn't do it. But we did take pictures. I've got pictures. I'll get them up on my website at some point. And we've got the songs.
And I think your website is janelewis.ca?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So check out janelewis.ca for information, obviously, on the new album and pictures of the recording process. Tell us a little bit about the band that played. I think Sam Turton is on guitar. Who else was in the core band for this album?
The core band was really Sam on guitar and Jesse Turton on bass. He plays a few different kinds of bass, and he ended up playing, we got him to play fretless bass on more than a few of the tracks, and was pretty happy with that. And then Adam Bowman was on drums and percussion. So they were the, and me, of course, singing and piano. So that was the core band. And then we had, on a few songs, we had Doug Wild come in and do a couple of the piano tracks. We had Jason Fowler come in and play guitar on a few of the songs. And then Eve Goldberg came and sang backup harmony for, I guess, maybe 5 or 6 songs. And then we had some special sort of extra vocal guests, Tana Sliman, Catherine Wheatley, Linda McLean. One of the songs I got Amoy and Cecile Levy to sing backup. So, you know, some different people guesting on different songs. Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to listen to more songs from the album. And I'd love to play another song just now. What would you like us to play?
Well, since we've just talked about all the singers that we got, let's maybe try Sisters.
Okay. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall. My guest today, Jane Lewis. Remember, she's just about to release her new album, Stay With Me. And this is Sisters from the new album on Folk Roots Radio.
Sisters, 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 we are one. Let yourself drum, let yourself drum, let yourself drum. Let yourself sing, let yourself sing. Sisters, 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 clap your hands. Let yourself dance, let yourself dance, let yourself dance.
Let yourself
was Jane Lewis with another track from her new album Stay With Me entitled Sisters. Jane Lewis is our guest on Folk Roots Radio today. So tell us a little bit about that song. Again, a little different female vocalist to the fore. Tell us who was on that.
So I had Catherine Wheatley and Linda McLean sing with me for the main sisters parts. And that came out of the idea that the three of us have started this Women's Music Weekend retreat thing, and so we've done a few of those and really found a great energy in women getting together and making music, so that was one of the reasons for getting them to be those the sisters on the track. And then I had some extra sisters come in. Tana Sliman and Eve Goldberg came and sang some more of the parts. So as the song goes on, you hear a few more voices come in.
Right, because it really builds as you get towards the end of the song. You do a lot of workshops. This is probably a good part of the show just to talk about some of the other things you do with your partner, Sam, and then also separately, because you do the sing-alongs that occur, I think, in Guelph at the Magnolia Cafe, and you're in the Art Bar in Hamilton as well.
In Hamilton occasionally as well, yep. So Sam and I do the sing-alongs in Guelph once a month. The idea is just get people singing, give them a chance to kind of pick their favorite songs out of the songbooks, and then we get the whole room singing. And the workshop thing came out of, when I got into music, or back into music 10 years ago, and really learned to love it and really had a great experience being involved in creating music. I wanted to kind of create a space where more people could come in. I think what I was hearing from people were the fact that there's a lot of music workshops and groups out there for kids, but not as many for adults. I think there's more now, but at the time I started, there weren't as many opportunities for adults to get together and sing. So I felt like that was something I could offer. So that's where that started. And so I've been doing workshops every spring and fall. I do a women's choir night, but then also a lot of co-ed groups. So the joy of singing is one of them, and learning how to sing harmony, because that's one of the things that I love. So that's a fun thing to teach people as well. And then I bring other people in to do one-day workshops. So every season it's a little bit different. But this fall I've got Gary Diggins coming to do an improv vocal workshop. Joni Narita is going to do a jazz singing workshop. So a few different things like that as well.
And how do people get information about the workshops that you have planned and obviously the retreat as well.
The Women's Music Retreat, you can go to womensmusicweekend.com. And actually the next one we're doing is this spring in Guelph at the Ignatius Jesuit Retreat Center. So we're looking forward to that one. The rest of the workshops are all together now. If you Google all together now Guelph, that will come up a workshop page.
That's great. Yeah. Let's play another song from the album. A song that I would love to hear today would be Carry You Home, which I think is a deeply personal song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that one?
Sure. This song, actually, I wasn't anticipating that this would be on the record, but we needed another song, and Sam sort of listened to, when we were choosing songs, he listened to a bunch of things that I had worked on and recorded, you know, just on my laptop as a demo. And he, when he heard this one, he just said, this is it. This is the last song on your record. And because it's very personal, it's about my dad. And I started writing it when he was diagnosed with cancer. And it was kind of, it was just this experience of imagining what was going to happen. And this, you know, was a new experience for me to lose somebody close. And so it started out as an exercise in imagining what was going to happen or what would the end be like. And so I wrote sort of the first half, you know, a year before he passed away, because it was just our family situation, finding out that he was sick was just, you know, very much at the forefront of my mind. And that's where it started. And then I finished it about 6 months after he passed away, you know, having been through the experience and seeing what it was really like and, you know, picking up the song. And I really finished the song for myself, because I thought this is just something I need to do for myself, you know, as part of the grieving process. And so I didn't think it would ever see the light of day, but now it's on the record. So
this is Carry You Home, another song from the wonderful new Jane Lewis album, Stay With Me. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
Here we are at the end. Here we are. No regrets. You just gotta take that one last step off the edge. A band of angels fills the room. Your time is surely soon. And your chariot has carry you home. Are you waiting for a sign? Do you want one last goodbye? Do you need someone to guide you across the great divide? Sweet chariot, swing low. Your hands are growing cold. Close your eyes and just let go. Just let go. Just let go. Are you waiting for a sign? Do you want one last goodbye?
That was Jane Lewis with a beautiful song entitled Carry You Home. It's a track from her new album, Stay With Me. She is our guest on Folk Roots Radio today. And remember, the CD launch in Guelph takes place on Friday, September the 26th at the Dublin Street United Church. Have you had a chance to think about the launch itself? And I know, you know, you finally get the CD in the can, and I think you're still waiting for the actual hard copies to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
You now have the launch party to think about. Have you had a chance to think about that yet?
We've started thinking about it. We've got the band lined up. We're going to rehearse next week. And now, like you said, now that the record is off our shoulders, so we'll be able to look forward to the show. So we're doing a few CD release shows, actually, one in Niagara-on-the-Lake as well, and Hamilton. I haven't thought completely about it, but we have the tickets up for sale and, you know, the band ready to go. So,
well, the Guelph show takes place at Dublin Street United Church. You can follow the links from our website at folkrootsradio.com or go to Jane's website at janelewis.ca, and people can buy their tickets online.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. And what is the price of the tickets?
If you buy them now, $20. Yeah.
$20. It's going to be a fabulous night. I'm certainly very much looking forward to that. We've been talking about the album. You mentioned that there are some songs that you wrote.
Mm-hmm.
There's some songs you wrote with your partner, Sam Turton. Also, interestingly, there's a couple of cover versions on there, and I thought it might be fun to play one of the cover versions just now.
Yeah.
Two cover versions, one by Bob Dylan, which we will not be playing today. That is I Shall Be Released. But a very interesting version of Lennon McCartney's Come Together. Tell us a little bit about why you decided to put that one on there.
Well, this is an arrangement of the song that Sam actually used to play in shows, which I love. And he, when we were talking about putting a, you know, cover song or two on the album, this is one that I sort of had my eye on, and he felt like he was never going to record it. So we tried it with me singing the lead, and it just was a lot of fun to sing. And so we decided to put it on the record. And we had some guest musicians come in for this one. So Sam put together this incredible arrangement, and we had Doug Wilde come in and play the piano, piano tracks and great piano solo you'll hear. And Jason Fowler played guitar on it. And then we had Jesse and Adam as well, the core band playing. So
this is Jane Lewis with her version of Come Together, the Lennon McCartney song, from her new album, Stay With Me. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. I'm Jan Hall.
Here come old flat top, he come. Grooving up slowly, he got. Juju eyeball, he won. Holy roller, he got. Down to his knee. Got to be a joker. He just do what he please. Yeah. Do what he please. He wear no shoe shine. He got a toe jam football. Monkey finger, he shoot. Coca-Cola, he say. I know you, you know me. One thing I can tell you is you got to be free. Come together.
come together.
That was Jane Lewis with a wonderful version of Lennon and McCartney's Come Together. It's a track from the new album, Stay With Me. And Jane Lewis is our guest on Folk Roots Radio today. And you know, the thing I loved about that is it's just a cover version that is so different. You know, one of my pet hates is cover versions that are almost just like a, okay, this is my vocals over someone else's arrangement, and it doesn't sound at all different. This is absolutely fabulous because you really go other places. I mean, it's funky, it's jazzy, it's got that wonderful piano solo from Doug Wilde in there. And then it's got that gorgeous sound, which you mentioned, I think, was down to the inspiration of your partner, Sam Turton. I mean, it is truly wonderful what you guys have achieved.
Thank you.
With the sound of this album.
Thank you.
You must be very pleased to have it come out like this.
We're pretty happy to hear the final product and hear that it does, like you said, represent, you know, what we were aiming for. So, yeah.
Well, unfortunately, we only have a few moments left, so we're going to have to get to the last track that we'll be playing today.
Okay.
But before we get there, I think we should mention all of the CD release shows you have planned, and also give people some information how they can get a copy of the album if they would like to pick one up.
Well, I've been so busy that I haven't actually figured out this whole sales part of things, but if you go to my website, janelewis.ca, the information will be on there for sure. I have a mailing list that people can sign up for, and you know, a Facebook page. If you look up Jane Lewis Music, I'm on Facebook. And next week, I think I'm going to start doing some draws for free CDs. So Facebook would be the place if you want to win a free CD. But yeah, I think my website is probably the main place to be. If you can't make it to the show and you want to get a CD, I'll definitely be posting information on how to get it as soon as I get that organized.
That's great. Well, it's a wonderful album. I'm certainly very pleased that you were able to join us today. Just remind everybody of the dates for the CD releases.
Right. We've got September 26th in Guelph at Dublin United Church, and that show starts at 8 o'clock. I'm also doing a show on October 5th. That's a Sunday in Niagara-on-the-Lake. and on October 9th at the Artward Art Bar in Hamilton. So that information is all on the website.
So that's janelewis.ca if you want to get information on that. Time for one more song. What are we going to play to finish today?
Well, I think we could finish actually with the first track on the CD, Driving Home. This is one that I have my first song that I made a video for. So that's on my on the homepage of my website. Driving Home is a song that I actually wrote. It took about 2 years between when I wrote it and when we actually started playing it live, because it took us a while to find the right groove. So, you know, we wanted something that would reflect sort of the idea of this driving song. And so I think we managed to achieve it with Adam's drum part on the record, and pretty happy with the result. So,
well, Jane, it's been an absolute pleasure having you join us in the studio. Remember, if you want to get information on the new album, head to janelewis.ca. And of course, there is the Guelph CD release taking place on Friday, September the 26th. You can also check out folkrootsradio.com for all the details. We'll leave you today with Jane Lewis from her new album, Stay With Me. And this is rather appropriately, Driving Home. We'll see you next time.
We are driving.